on Brittany's brew review.
It's so jarring when it's like, this meeting is being recorded. Ah!
Welcome
It's
back to Brittany's
yelling
brew
at me.
review. The only place on the Quick Sixer Collective channels you can hear all of these brews getting reviewed by your girl Brittany Fernandez. So yeah, like I
Because
said,
I'm such a professional and
oh,
I
the
know
fucking
so
pro
many
over here.
things about beer, and it's just, definitely want my perspective on things because I know
I
what I'm
mean,
talking about
obviously,
for sure.
obviously. Yeah, obviously. So you're in the right place, is what I'm trying to tell you. So, yeah, it's your host, Bad Artist Brittany Fernandez. This is Brittany's Brew Review. If you like what you hear, go ahead and hit subscribe, hit the notification so you can hear all of Brittany's new reviews when she wants to share them. And
Yeah.
so this time, we're doing our first. I don't even know what to fucking do with this, honestly. Like,
Can't wait.
it's
I'm
so weird.
pretty sure you gave this to me.
Did I? Maybe I did.
I'm
Probably.
almost
Maybe.
positive.
There's a good
Was
chance.
one of two people, you or Stoney.
Yeah, there's a good chance. All right, cool. So Brittany's having. You should look this up. Stillwater Premium Postmodern Beer.
It's a very
Brittany.
modern can.
So modern, and it says it's beer flavored beer with a twist. Let's hear that twist though. I don't even know what that even means.
Well, it says quality malts, choice hops, and wild yeast. So,
Yeah. Oh, guess what, guys?
oh,
Vegan too.
it's vegan.
Vegan 4.5 ABV. It's been around since 2021. You can look it up at Stillwater Concepts, or it's a stillwater-artisanal.com/US/product/premium/. So do that if you want to. There's lots of
All
yellows
right.
on this website, as you can see if you're watching the video. It's blinding. Look at this fucking yellow. God, it's like I'm gonna rave.
So
Speaking of raves, apparently this dude that made this is a DJ, guy named Brian. So, and this
he's
is
living a good
brewed
life,
in
sounds like.
Grand Mound, Washington.
All right.
Yeah. So,
I
I
love
don't know.
that.
What do you think? What does it look like? What are we talking about?
Okay. Again,
If
I
I've
forgot
had
my
it, I
glass.
don't know.
It looks like beer. It looks like just
Oh,
light
my
beer.
God.
So
What a.
let's. I know. I'm slacking. I forgot my glass. But the color is very caramel light
All
esque.
right. Ooh, I have had it.
My gosh, that's delicious.
I have had it.
That is
I
a.
did have it. I did give it to you.
Of course, I figured you did. It's
Yeah. 2 years ago, Brittany, I gave this to you. Two
no. It's
years ago,
been in
ma'am.
my fridge for 2 years. I don't
December
believe
9th,
that.
22 is when I tried this.
So not 2 years.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, a
2 years
year and a
with.
half.
Okay. Look.
Goodness.
So, but it's very good.
I'm glad it lasted. I mean, there's snowstorms, tornadoes, all sorts of shit. Just lasting on that porch.
Yeah, I mean, my beer fridge is really doing great. I'm gonna be honest with you, the can was so boring, I never wanted to drink this.
Yeah. I figure, well, it's this is such an artsy website too. That's hilarious. Like the logo's upside down and shit. Like, come on.
Okay, let me go
You got it. It's
look.
just
Wait, is it, what's the fruit, what's it
just type
called?
in Stillwater. You'll
Okay.
find it. Stillwater
Stillwater.
Brewing or whatever.
Sure. Oh, wait.
But yeah.
No, that's Sweetwater. I got
Yeah,
confused.
Sweetwater, different.
A brew delusion. I wanted to be delude.
Yeah, good. You get diluted.
Oh, wow. This is very trippy.
Right? Yeah,
Oh,
super artsy.
gosh.
Yeah.
Might be a little bit too drunk for this.
Ooh.
Ah, things are moving around.
So much movement. Yeah.
Okay. I like it. I like it. This tastes like just a light beer.
It
I
tastes
don't hate
like
it. I
beer
actually
flavored beer
taste like beer flavored beer.
with a twist.
Exactly what. Let me see if I can taste the twist.
You come here for the twists, guys. You just come here for the twists.
There is kind of a finale.
Oh, can you
Like
see this darkness behind me, by the way?
the void.
The
That
void
void
staring at me.
voice.
Just waiting.
Love it.
It's all for you YouTube viewers. Check that out. It's darkness right behind fucking Batman, I
Just
swear to God.
darkness.
Look at this guy.
I am the night.
He is the night. Shit. An idiot in the night. Dummy. Anyway, beer flavored beer, no twist.
I think there's a little bit of a kiss of a twist on the end, but
Okay.
I don't exactly know. Maybe the citrus flavor.
Maybe a twist. Twist of lime, maybe. Twist of limon.
I think lemon.
Okay.
Just a tiny bit of, oh my
Need a bit of
God, Binx's
limon.
eyes in the background are creeping
I
me
know.
out.
He's
Love
just chilling.
I love it. I am kind of sad that they have all of these cool beers and I get like the beer flavored beer. I mean, I'm
Right.
not mad at you for giving me free beer whatsoever, but they have a cherry one. I want to try that.
I don't know where I got this. That's the thing.
I'm confused about this as well. I'm very confused about where you.
It might have been. So if I tried it December 9th, 22.
Was it New York?
No, it was here. It's got my tiles on it. So 21. Let's go
They have
February
one called a
21.
brunch. I want that. Chardonnay
22.
sour ale. What, that's just okay. That screams me. Need that.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a lot of good stuff on here. So flat earth, for all you flat earthers out there.
Love that.
It
Oh, this is weird. Why can I not? Okay,
need this
anyway.
beer.
Okay, so 21. Okay, we had just gone to the winter warmer a few days before that. And
I'm not gonna lie, that feels like 5 years ago.
I know, right? What was I doing, man? Was I need no, it's not. Oh no, it was in 22. What am I saying? I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Like, oh, it
I
did,
need
guys.
you to listen to this beer that they have.
Okay.
It's a stout and it's
Okay.
burnt caramel, black truffle, and lava salt.
Lava salt.
It is a 13%,
Okay.
and they call it a pastry stout. And
Okay.
I need this.
Okay.
I want this.
Okay. Oh, this is crazy. I have no, I don't. Okay, so I figured out what happened. The day, no, a few days before that, we went on the trolley
Okay.
together for my birthday. And yeah, a few days after that, I had this for the first time, December 9th. So it's right here. You can't
So you
see it.
probably definitely got it at Mountain Julia Beer Company.
Yeah, definitely got it there. But I'm pretty sure this is when the homie hooked it up for the birthday so we could do the big tasting. Remember when we did the big tasting?
Yes. Okay. I don't remember
Yeah.
tasting this.
No, well, that's probably why. We probably didn't taste it.
I know you gave me all of this beer at the end of your, at the end of that tasting. I went home with a ton of beer in my little cooler.
Yeah, this is where you got the Brooklyn Brewery ones.
Yes,
And
yes, yes, yes.
yeah. Yeah, that's where it's kind of, that's where it's from.
Where is their Instagram? I need to know how what kind of artsy pictures they're posting.
Yeah, that's definitely where you got this. Because I had to,
I
probably.
mean, I figured. I figured.
Yeah,
Okay,
so I'm
let's
looking at
see.
the days after that. Looking at us super hammered. God damn. Just
But
going.
this says Stillwater Tap Room for Stone. Oh, that's Stone Cloud Brewery. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah,
Can we
that's
talk
where you
about
got it.
it being the first nomadic breweries in the world?
Oh yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that. Super weird.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go back to this article from Forbes, that we saw. That I was trying to figure out what the hell this plate this thing is. This is gonna turn me pretty bright, pretty yellow probably. All right, article from Forbes in April 20th, 2023. Stillwater, one of the first nomadic breweries in the world, finally puts down roots. Is from Hudson Lindenberger. They cover the ever-changing landscapes of the beer and alcohol industry. Good for you, Hudson.
I love
Apparently,
it.
Brian Strumck, that's a hard name, says he's one of the first nomadic gypsy brewers. Didn't set out to blaze a new path when he started Stillwater in 2010. Dude's a music producer and DJ and a home brewer.
I love that
Basically,
so much.
yeah. So
Down with the man.
basically, his
Don't answer
idea
me, but.
was, he's gonna go around and brew beer with breweries that would let him do like big little runs or whatever. So
Yeah.
apparently, his beers became golden ticket that beer geeks would search out and discuss on online chat rooms. What's up with these chat rooms? Who's in a chat room these days?
Is it
Yeah, that's the chat room. That's what it is.
Reddit? This is our chat room. This
Is
is
yeah.
this
Yeah.
is where I
If you want
talk
a chat
about
room,
beer.
fucking leave some comments about where you heard this, all right? Yeah, apparently. Oh, all right. So, quote, here's the quote. Okay, here's the question. You have often said your music career led you to become a nomadic brewer. How? It says, when I came into beer, I brought the mindset from the music industry that I was in. I was producing music and DJing worldwide, so I looked at breweries like they were a studio.
Okay.
There's a
I
lot
don't think
more there, but
anybody
I'm
can
not.
say that.
Yeah, there's
I
a
don't
lot
think
more
anybody else
there.
can say that. I love that.
It says it's making beer recipes exciting. It's like it's very similar to making a dance track. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So his menu is like a soundtrack, a
Yeah, that's what it
playlist.
sounds like. A playlist, if you will. A
I'm
mixtape.
into that. Oh, a mixtape for beer.
He's a mixtape. So yeah,
Speaking my language.
I know. Go ahead. I'm probably not gonna leave this article in the description of this because I'll forget. But go ahead and check it out. Just Google Forbes and Stillwater Brewing. And you'll see it. It's pretty cool. Shout out to this Hudson Lindenberger.
I was going to say, Hudson Lindenberger sounds like he has the best job because his description says, I cover the ever-changing landscapes of the beer and alcohol industry.
Yeah, I don't know how I don't have this job.
What are we doing with our lives?
Who beat me to this job? Hudson did,
Like,
apparently.
come on, man. That sounds great. Hudson,
Really,
I hope
really
you're having a
upset now.
fantastic life
Really.
doing this job.
Yeah, I'm super upset now. I don't have
Some
this job.
bills.
But anyway, what are we thinking? A
Okay,
beer ass
let me
beer is
think about
basically what it's
this.
called.
Let me think about this. What did you give it? Hold on,
Ooh.
don't tell me yet.
Good call. What did I give it 2 years
Don't tell me
ago?
yet so I can not have a biased reading.
Okay. I gave it a 3.75.
Out of five, right? Doing out of five.
I also learned over
Really
the holiday
good.
break that I skew high on
And I
this.
normally skew low. Not because that's what I think of things. It's just how I, when it's good, it's really good to me. So.
I explained it this way, that I've been trying things so long that I try not to try bad things anymore. So that's why I skew high, I think.
I don't understand that at all.
Like I can source out what
What?
I can source out what I think is going to be good, so I don't really try bad shit anymore.
Okay. That makes
So
sense.
it skews high.
What am I gonna give this?
Just give it. Just throw it out there. What's the gut feeling?
I feel like I like it more than you, so I'm like, it has to be more than
Ooh,
3.75.
that would hit it with a four then, if you like it more than I
A
do.
four? Okay. I'll give it a four.
All right, cool. Man, be skewing high in 2024. Just living your
Also
best
haven't
life.
really, yes, it's been a while since I've just partake in an assortment of
Treats.
beers in an afternoon, so I'm quite enjoying myself on this excursion.
Love that. Love that for us. But
A
all right, well,
four,
yeah, you
solid.
heard it here.
But I need to try their other stuff.
You do. Stillwater. They probably still have it at Mount Julia Beer Company. Go ahead and go over there if you're in the Nashville area. Actually, it's not that far from anything. It's kind of far, but it's not that far. But
It's not that far. People complain
yeah.
about driving all the time. It's like 30 minutes ain't shit.
Yeah, it really isn't,
You don't need to
dude.
calm down.
Yeah. While you're over there, go ahead and check out Danger Zone video.
Yeah, do that.
Brittany's store for buying things and pick you up some tapes, some DVDs, some Blu-rays. Say what's up to Wednesday.
She's
Say
yelling at
high
me
five
right
Jesse if he's there. Give him a big hug. He'll love it.
now. He loves
He'll love
it.
it.
Loves it.
He'll just love he just loves physical interaction and loving.
Yes,
That's what his
100%.
you
He
should
loves
definitely try
talking
that.
to people and just getting to know people and just loves people so
God, the
much.
most affectionate man I've ever met in my
Yeah.
life. What a gem. I honestly hope no one does that too. But if they do, you can blame me. I don't, it's fine. But anyways, you heard it here first. Come back to Quick Sixer while you're here right now. Thanks for listening. Go ahead and hit those likes, subscribes, hit the
See
notifications
ya
so you can hear our next
liking.
review coming out. I think we got some solid. This is a 1-2 piece so far. This year is hitting off. So yeah, stay tuned for the rest of them, and we'll be here when you come back later.